Your reaction to tonight's disappointing 3-2 defeat here at Windsor Park, David?
Yeah, I think you said it, disappointing. We didn't turn up the way I'd hoped we wanted to start the game. And you go in at half time, you give the boys a little bit of a, hopefully a lift. I think we come out in the second half, got our goal, and then conceded not long after. So disappointing, our second and third goals that we conceded were really poor defending.
At 3-1 down, though, we showed, you know, Linfield character resilience. Yeah. We pounded them and we pummeled them and we got the goal through Stafford, and it just wouldn't come for us. It wasn't one of those nights, was it?
No, we had two or three chances, obviously. The one at the bar, the one at the back post later on, hit the post. Jamie McGrew hit the post in the first half. So, you know, we had two or three good chances to score goals. But, say, if you're not clinical enough defending in your box and in the opposition box, you lose cup finals, and that's the ultimate story of what happened tonight.
The Kurt Miller one was particularly frustrating one. It was a great shot. It was deserving of a goal, wasn't it? It would have been, yeah. It would have been appropriate, had that one just sneaked in for us, wouldn't it?
It would have been. Well, we had one hit the bar and bounced down, and didn't go in. They had one hit the bar and went in. So that's the difference, Cup finals are won and lost, and various little different outcomes of the match, and that's what happened tonight. But listen. Fair play to Spike, fair play to Ballymena. They won the cup final.
It was a great, exciting game for a big crowd. Great advert for the local game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. A really good crowd, especially Linfield supporters, even at the end. And I like to thank them, even the ones that did stay towards the end. Give the players. I told Andy to take the players over, and give the supporters a little clap, because they deserved that tonight. It's been a long time, as I said at the weekend, that we've won anything. I was hoping it was going to be the night just to give them a wee lift.
It's a big disappointment. The trophy would have been great for the rest of our season tonight, wouldn't it? It's a bit of a downer, but I'm sure you've got those boys lifted in the changing room again.
Yeah, the boys are down in there, and rightly so. You lose a cup final, you're going to be down. But I've told them in there, get your heads up, get yourselves out, walk with your heads held high, your Linfield players, and we go again Saturday. Big game now here against Dungannon on Saturday, and hopefully our boys will be ready for it.
We've been on a good run there, a lot of wins. It's important now that we go on another winning run, isn't it?
That's the aim. Now it's back to league business. And I said it when we played Crusaders a little while ago, that the chase, we needed to chase Crusaders, and we're still chasing them. But the chase began after we beat them, and the chase will hopefully continue right up to the end of the season.
In many ways, it'll be nice to play somebody different on Saturday, won't it?
I think it will. I think Spike will be saying the same. And then, obviously, we're back down to Ballymena next week. So, Dungannon, I look forward to it. I think they're on a little purple patch at the minute too, winning a few games. So, it'll be a tough game. And one that, if we turn up with a team that I know that we can play, hopefully we'll be okay.
When you're playing these back-to-back games and four games, it's like a test match series in cricket almost we're playing, it's hard to win them all, isn't it? And so
it is.
Tonight, isn't it?
I don't want to look back at that. I did say when a little while ago, the law of average is say you'll lose one of them along the way. Tonight's hopefully the one that we lose. Hopefully we get back to winning ways now against Dungannon on Saturday. And when we play Ballymena next week, which again, it'll be a tough game. Hopefully we get back to winning ways our time.
A big setback tonight in many ways, but a hell of a lot to play for in our season, because we've the league and the Irish Cup, the two big ones still to go for, isn't it?
Yep, that's the aim. If there's any trophies to be played for here, I want us to be winning them. And that'll certainly be what I'll be putting into the players Thursday night. Back to training, back to work, and hopefully back to winning ways on Saturday.
And no doubt your phone will still be busy with more players maybe wanting to come in and strengthen the squad possibly before the end of January.
Yeah, you never know. Players coming in January is always difficult, but we'll keep our eyes open and our ears to the ground, and hopefully who knows, hopefully we get some.
Paul Smith rejoins the squad on Saturday, and
yeah,
hopefully we get Ross Clark back in the squad soon too.
Paul's obviously free, Ross Clark's back in full training, Stephen Larry's hopefully a week to 10 days away, so it'll be good to get, it'll be difficult then to start choosing squads, teams. But that's why this club's been so successful for so long, that we've always had a good squad. Not just a good 11, but a good squad. And hopefully when everybody's fit, free from suspensions, we'll have that.
And just as we weren't getting carried away with winning, we're not going to get carried away with losing tonight, sure.
No, listen, I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed for the player. I'm disappointed for the board and the Linfield supporters, because the board entrusted me with hopefully bringing success to this club. We went through the tough time in November, but the board have been absolutely fantastic with me. anything that I've needed, anything that we've needed to chat about, they've been there. And say going forward, you know, I'll not only need the backing of the board, I'll need the backing of the big Linfield support. You know, they were superb tonight, going in, you know, nearly sucking the ball. Like the old days here at Windsor Park, they were nearly sucking the ball into the back of the net. And going forward, we're going to need more of that.
Hard luck tonight, and we go again on Saturday.
Yep, cheers, Andy.